Welcome, everybody, to Hard Hits, the season finale of the Hard Hits show tonight. We can be found everything on Pirated Podcast platforms, Stitcher, iTunes, everything. And tonight, my co-hosts are Doug and Kenneth. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you? Good.
Why did I fuck that up?
Yeah, well... You're on a roll already.
I know, right? Yeah. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So, before we get started, we'll do the plugs. Listen to Boss Man and Smart every Wednesday night and Friday night.
I'm taking my fucking job.
10... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
And shut up until I'm done.
Listen
to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixler.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Listen to us and they can, they usually come on 10:15, 10:20 Eastern time, right after wrestling's over on Wednesday and Friday nights. Listen to us Friday night, 6:30 PM Eastern time. blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This week, we will be talking No Way Out 2004. The infamous Eddie Guerrero-Brock Lesnar match. And, of course, other stuff that happened on that show. So that'll be this Friday. Listen to Settle It in the Ring. Clintus, can you do a show on Saturday?
Well, I'm working this Saturday.
What about the following Saturday? Because Dango wants you on the next show.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure when I'm having another Saturday to myself again.
Okay. All right, so we'll have to work around it because he wants to be you, him, and Boxman.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow.
That's what I was trying to ask him before we went on air, but he interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
So listen to Settle It in the Ring. It's normally going to be on Saturdays, usually around 8-9 o'clock Eastern time, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. Listen to us on Control Chaos. It should be coming back this Sunday, depending on what Dango wants to do. Usually 5 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday, same channel. You can subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/EU podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram. It's not for the podcast. Daniel and I have our little chocolate side thing that we do. We make chocolate. So, and we finally put that on Instagram. You can find us at Double Dutch 2021.
Awesome.
We're going to be posting. We already got one picture up of some Valentine's candy we did, and we're going to post some pictures up this weekend of some stuff that we're going to be having around Easter time. Or for
cool.
Easter time. All right, now you can talk.
Let's get into this Super Bowl that was on Sunday. That's what we're here for. Between the new champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, congratulations to Buccaneers, even though I hate them, but congratulations.
I mean, they were the better team. They were the better team.
Yeah, they were.
And it wasn't going to go the Chiefs' way. And I know people are going to say, oh, well, the Bucs had their referees in their back pocket. Referees are stupid.
That's
true.
Was rich.
Okay. I mean, referees are stupid and they'll screw over whoever. They don't do it. They don't do it on purpose. They don't actually pick a team to screw over. They're not paid off by anybody. Referees are just, you know, brain dead.
True. All
right. They basically. I'm pretty sure that all of them watch WWE and they're like, oh, that's what referees are supposed to do. So, I mean, you could say, oh, the referees handed the Buccaneers the game, but the Buccaneers didn't need to be handed the game. All right, the Buccaneers had the game in their back pocket. Patrick Mahomes just wasn't good.
I think his injury was – his foot was really bothering him and all the injuries due to offensive line. Not trying to make an excuse, but Tampa Bay was just the better team, as he said.
Yeah. I mean, and there's there's nothing, you know, Tampa Bay just, you know, like I said, Tampa Bay was just a better team. Kansas City wasn't. Kansas City, you know, played like, you know, Kansas City probably, you know, for some reason thought they were the Chicago Bears or the New York Jets.
Yeah.
They suck.
Pretty much.
And it happens. But, you know, and I'm sure they'll have other chances to go back.
Absolutely.
But, you know, good for Brady. He won a 7th Super Bowl. I mean, he's only got 3 more fingers to put a ring on, and then he could probably finally fucking retire.
Do you guys think he'll get to 10?
Nope.
It depends on if he plays the next 3 years. Because to be honest with you, he's got a good enough team to where they could win the next 3 in a row.
Yeah, I agree with that. What do you think, Clement?
Nope, it's not going to happen. Your
overall thoughts on the game and stuff.
What, are you planning on killing him? Is that how you know it's not going to happen? You planning on killing him? Because, like, that's the only way you can guarantee that he's not going to win.
I don't plan. No, I'm not.
Are you ready to eat?
Okay, I'll be out in a minute,
Jamie. Are you ready to eat, though?
I'm ready to eat? Like I said before, I don't plan on doing that. I just know that they're not going to win. They got lucky. That was luck. This game
They didn't get lucky. The Chiefs got sucky.
Well, between the Chiefs being that and then you being handed a free 14 points in that second quarter, that was free 14 points. That second quarter was just all controversy in my eyes.
I mean, I agree the refs should have just let them play. But they didn't. The refs felt like because – and again, we've spent a lot of time the last few weeks on this show basically saying how worthless referees are.
Yeah.
Okay? And so, I mean, and I doubt referees listen to this show. If they should – then they should listen to what I'm saying right now, and that's quit and just go work at Foot Locker where you can wear those same outfits, but you'll probably be more useful there. But the referees probably felt like, okay, this is a Super Bowl. If we see something, we have to call it. And unfortunately, they saw you know, those Chiefs players, you know, do the stuff that they did. Therefore, you know, they had to call it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to bring up one call that really bothered me.
Okay.
Going 10 seconds left in before halftime. That uncatchable ball, which he called pass interference on. How do you call pass interference on a pass on uncatchable ball? Well,
are you talking about when he when he supposedly tripped him?
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
The one that everybody.
That was right after. Yeah, that was right before the. That was right after the offsides on the field, made field goal.
Okay, so. The thing is about that particular play. Whatchamacallit, was it Breland or Matthew that got flagged for that?
I think it was Breland. I'm not exactly sure
okay.
who it was.
All right. So he tripped. He tripped, and therefore, because he tripped, his hand went out, and he tripped the other guy. And yes, it was an uncatchable ball. However, it looked like to that referee that he tripped him. Now, it was because the Chiefs player had tripped that the other guy got tripped because, you know, the Chiefs player had his hand out because there's really not much you can do. You know, you reach your hand out when you're getting ready to fall because you're trying to grab onto something.
Yep.
All right. And yes, that was a bad call. But unfortunately, referees are going to make bad calls.
Exactly. I mean, the Chiefs shot themselves in the foot, too. They didn't play great.
No, they sucked.
Yeah.
They sucked. I mean, there's not much. I mean, yes, you could say, okay, you know, you can make as many excuses for the Chiefs as you want. If you decide to do it, it's your business. But they sucked. All right? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If they wanted to win the game, they should have played better. They didn't. The only there is no excuse for the Chiefs. There is no excuse for how bad they played. They were not the Kansas City Chiefs that they were this whole season.
No, they weren't. There were some. The Chiefs played bad, but there were some if you call it. But that's going to happen in every game. Even the NFC Championship game, there was calls. The AFC Championship game. We talked about it for the last.
Yeah.
4 weeks. I mean,
So, I mean, again, you can make excuses, and if you decide to make excuses, that's your, you know, prerogative. The only excuse is there is no excuse. They didn't play like they didn't play like the Chiefs that we know. They played like they were the Jets. They sucked. And when you suck, you do not deserve to win a Super Bowl.
They didn't play like world champions. They played like they were a JV team. What else?
I mean, that's it. End of story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I mean, is there anything?
All right, good night,
everybody. There was nothing really exciting about that game.
It was
dominant. Tampa Bay dominated that game.
Yeah.
There's nothing really to talk about. I mean,
The
Chiefs lost. The Bucs won. You know, good for them. Who was the MVP? Like, I went to bed before the game was over.
Tom Brady.
It should have been Gronk. I think it should have been Gronk, but that's just me. Or the defense.
Well, I'll tell you, Shaq Barrett really stood out because he's the one that kept knocking Mahomes on his ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even Dominic Sue got a sack. Didn't he? Yeah, he got a sack at the end. I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say. I hate Dominic Sue. But overall, what
that's mainly.
Overall, what's your thoughts on the season and what are you looking forward to this offseason before we can get into the Eagles a little bit if you want?
No,
I don't know if you have anything to say about that.
No.
What were you saying?
I said, no. I don't have anything really to look for. The season was all right. We made it through. What they got through.
I mean, if you think about it, they were able to play every game. I mean, yes, stuff had to be switched around, and they had their obstacles, but they got through every game.
Yeah, they didn't need the extra week. Which was rumored for a couple of weeks. We talked about, are they going to have the extra week? Are they going to have to move the Super Bowl or something? But they did get through it. Give them credit. They found a way to make it work.
Yeah.
It was unique. It was different. It was one of the craziest seasons in our lifetime. It was fun. Some heartaches. Some not so heartache. Especially for you, Doug. Your Buffalo Bills had a great season. And your Washington football
team
had
a great
season.
Which unfortunately, didn't culminate in a Super Bowl appearance. But, it is what it is. The Chiefs were the better team that night. I mean,
just like the Buccaneers were better on Sunday.
I mean, it was a season where, I think you could, people did predict that it was going to be the Bucs versus the Chiefs. But at one point, I'm pretty sure we were at a point in the season where it's just like, holy shit, somebody else could, make it to the championship game. To the Super Bowl.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't think, I said all season, I thought the Buccaneers were overrated. I have to take that back now. I ate my words right there. I have to give credit where credit's due.
They're basically a team that was built for a video game.
Yeah. They played their best football at the right time. That's what you have to do. You have to play your best football at the right time. Sometimes you get lucky more than not. Just like the Eagles did in 2017. We got lucky. And look at us now. Everything went right for the Buccaneers this playoffs. Everything went right. Everything has to go right for you in the playoffs or in the season or whatever. To win a championship. And that's in any sport. So, congratulations to the Buccaneers. Credit to you. They made me eat my words. I shit on them all year. But they made me eat my words.
We all did.
Yeah.
I mean, we all shit on them. But, they proved us all wrong. They won the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
I mean, you admitting that you were wrong, I mean, is good enough for me. I don't think I ever have to do another show ever. But, I mean, no, we might not like Tom Brady, but guess what? He got the team to the Super Bowl. He won the Super Bowl. He's got another ring. And,
I respect.
Yeah, I mean, if he's there the next 3 years, I think he'll get the 10. They're that good, especially if they keep the team the way it is.
Yep. And Mike Evans is already coming out and saying he'll restructure his deal to make room for everybody.
That team right now, that team is built. And again, Brady, I don't know if Brady will stick around another few years or not. I mean, I think it would have to take a catastrophic injury to get Brady out of football.
I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say, but I was going to say his wife.
No, his wife. Do you really? As much of a piece of shit as we think he is, don't you think his wife thinks he's worse?
Yeah.
She probably wants him gone. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think. I mean, again, I don't want it to happen. I don't like the team, but unfortunately, they're the best team in football.
Yeah. And the Chiefs will be back. Patrick Mahomes will be healthier than ever next year, hopefully. And they'll Buccaneers are the target now. Chiefs are right back where they were 2 years ago, right chasing the championship again. Patrick Mahomes has something to prove next year now.
Question. Do you think
you look like shit in
this
the
year?
Huh? Rematch?
Yeah, a rematch.
I think it will either be the Chiefs or Bills. And I'm not saying that because Doug's on the line. So I really do think the Bills can get back and get to the Super Bowl.
Look, there's a lot of teams that I think are built for the Super Bowl. All right, obviously the Bucks, the Chiefs, I think. I think the Packers, unfortunately, with State Farm fuckhead Aaron Rodgers, I think they're built for the Super Bowl. That depends.
See, here's something I don't understand about Aaron Rodgers that people give a lot of slight. Aaron Rodgers and Donovan McNabb have almost is that an NFL record when it comes to the NFC Championship games. But yet, people gave a lot of trash, hard times for McNabb for not winning the NFC Championship games. For winning, like,
well, that
would
mean the Philadelphia fans.
But yet, Aaron Rodgers is just like, oh, he's still, like, the greatest quarterback out there, but yet he had the same exact record.
Yeah, good point.
Why is that?
Shouldn't
you hold
the
same standard up to Aaron Rodgers than you did with McNabb?
I would. They both stuck in the NFC Championship game. They can't get over the hump.
Oh.
I mean...
There's a lot of teams that are built for the playoffs, but there's only a few teams that are built for the Super Bowl.
Yep. I've seen the four teams that made it to the championship game. The Saints, depending on what happens with their quarterback situation. You've seen the Steelers still can are built if they get their quarterback situation. Right? I mean, if Big Ben comes back, I don't know. I think the Steelers are built because their defense, and as much as
Steelers
people
have a really
them,
good defense, it's just the offense is iffy.
Yeah. But I think they'll get it together because the Steelers are a good organization that gets good draft picks and they're good at drafting. Unlike the other team in the Pennsylvania. Yeah, I'm taking a shot at the Eagles. What do you think your Washington football team will do this offseason? Are they a quarterback away from being like a contender? You think
I don't know if they're a quarterback away from being a contender. I do think that Tyler Heinicke might not be the answer. I think he's a short-term fix for a couple of years. Could probably get another, you know, couple of, you know, division titles out of him. I do think, however, you need better wide receivers. And you need, the run game is fine, but I think you need better pass catchers.
Yeah. And your tight end is good. Jordan Reed, Logan Thomas
Logan
is good.
Thomas.
I think you have a good tight end there.
So, I mean, so you need better pass catchers. And, you know, they'll be – they can get another – they could probably get a couple of division titles out of Tyler Heinicke. I mean, and I like Tyler Heinicke. I think – I thought he did a hell of a better job than Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. I mean, I think they should give the kid a chance. Why not, right?
I mean, I do think Alex Smith needs to retire. Like, I appreciate the fact that he came back, but I mean, that leg, like,
not gonna hold up.
I don't think that leg will. I don't think that leg is gonna hold up.
As a football player, yeah.
Yeah. It's, so
you can't take any more damage.
Yeah, I mean, the calf injury he had, for Christ's sake. I mean, that thing, the way it was bleeding, I think, during the one game, that thing could have gotten infected again.
Yeah. And Washington's defense is elite, so.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, have that defense. Dallas, I don't know, Dak Prescott, you guys think Dak Prescott returns? You're going to ride the redhead.
No, actually, he did. They are going to be signing him for a franchise tag.
Oh, they are? Okay. You think they have a controversy in Dallas, or are they going to go, or is Zach get his job back?
They have to get Zach his job back. I mean, he's done so much for that team. And, I mean, I like Andy Dalton, too, but Dak Prescott, to me, is, I mean, he's a better quarterback than Tony Romo ever was.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So.
Do you think they
need to resign him.
Yeah, I agree with that. Any other quarterback? Carousel. Jimmy G goes back to the Patriots.
I would send him back to the Patriots.
And the big question is, where does Carson end up?
Right here in Philadelphia, man.
So you don't think he's gonna get traded?
Nope. It'll be the dumbest.
No, because Clint is going to take the job as his agent and make sure he stays.
I'll be right there with you.
It'll be the biggest mistake of their life. I told everybody when they got rid of Andy Reid that Andy Reid's going to win a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz, they didn't let him walk. Carson Wentz is going to lead that team to a Super Bowl. Watch.
I think, despite all the reports and all the rumors and Adam Schefter and all these reporters reporting he's going to get traded within days, here we are Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and he's still not traded. I know there's still plenty of time, but they said within days. So, yeah, I'm taking a shot at the media.
It took the Cowboys a month and a half to fire Jason Garrett, okay? This shit is going to take – this talk is going to last for the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks until the new league year starts. I can agree with both of you guys, but then all three of us would be wrong. I think I really think that Carson Wentz is going to leave. To be honest with you, I think he has to leave because everybody, including myself – has blamed him for the Eagles' problems. I think he needs to leave, go have success somewhere else. The Eagles need to continue to suck, which I think they can. And Carson Wentz needs to go win either a division or a championship with another team and tell all these fans, including myself, fuck you, it wasn't me.
I have been saying it's Howie Roseman. I despise Howie Roseman. He is the reason why the Eagles are in this situation. I mean, he's part of the reason why the Eagles are in this shit situation right now. And the rumors are true that Nick Foles is coming back. I'll say it right here and right now. I might boycott the season because causing more controversy by bringing Nick Foles back. Because this fan base is going to turn on Jalen Hurts in a heartbeat just like they did with Carson Wentz. And you know that's true, right? Kind of, you know this fan base.
Well, I don't want Nick Foles
I know
back.
Doug know, agrees with that.
Well, I wouldn't agree with that, but I would say they're going to be right because Nick Foles is not a full-time starter quarterback. That's why
exactly.
I don't want him back.
Exactly.
No, I
yeah. Sorry about the outburst, but I had to get that out.
I mean, no, you're good. The thing about that is I think right now what you need to do is you need to stick with Jalen Hurts and you need to get a good backup. So go out there and get like,
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Either Ryan Fitzpatrick or sign Jimmy G on as a backup. All right, because he's not a good starter.
So
bring him in. Bring him in as a backup, and if something happens and Jalen Hurts doesn't perform, you put Garoppolo in. I mean, Garoppolo is capable of winning a couple of games, but not of. I mean, he's not a good starter, but you know he can carry the team to a few wins here and there.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm going to stick by it and say that Carson Wentz needs to go somewhere else so he can prove to everybody that this whole – that everything that went wrong was not his fault. I mean, again, I think he needs to shoulder a lot of the blame. But, you know, let him go out there and prove everybody wrong. I mean, I don't think he's going to. Because I'm pretty sure I'm right. But, you know, he needs to prove to the fans and to himself that 2017 campaign he had before he got hurt wasn't a fluke. Because all he's done the last couple of years is prove that it was.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting offseason, boys. I mean, we'll probably come on if there's any breaking news or some big controversy. You can always come back on.
Well, if there's breaking news, it better not be until the weekend because I hate these during-the-week shows.
That's fine. But we'll be back for the draft. We'll probably have that special guest that hopefully –
Yeah, well, no, he'll agree to come on, and then 5 hours before showtime, he'll pull a Kenny, and he'll say, "Oh, I can't, I pulled a testicle."
Yeah, he's supposed to come back tomorrow.
I thought he was supposed to be back yesterday.
He got delayed 2 more days. Karen said,
"Oh, dear Jesus."
Well, we're not going to talk about that on air. We talked about too much on air.
That's their true
anyway,
calling.
Anyway, yeah, we'll be back for the draft.
Maybe
I
mean, before, I can say it. You can't.
I was trying to keep my mouth shut.
You're doing good, Eric. You're doing good.
yeah, we'll be back for the draft. And if there's breaking news, maybe me and Clint can come on if Doug is too busy. But this is a good season, guys. So thank you for coming on every week. This has been the Hard Hit Show. Talk to you on Friday. Thank you, guys.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Later, guys.
Anything else you need to plug? Doug?
No.
We are in the middle of something, and facebook.com/group/oldschoolwrestling. The finals of the Eliminator Tournament I have going on to determine Friday, February 19th episode for the Feud Retrospective is going on right now. The finals are going to be posted in just a few minutes once I find out what's making it to the finals. So pay attention to that. I'll reveal the winner on Friday because that's when I'll end the poll. Also, you know, like we said, Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Clint, if you're available, come on. We'll be doing No Way Out 04. And also Control Chaos will be back soon. We'll figure out a day for Settle It in the Ring. And like I said, we're on Daniel and I have our little side project on Instagram now, Double Dutch 2021. You're going to see some pictures of some nice chocolate. And if you're interested, obviously, you know, contact us. So, you know, follow, share, get the word out there. Cause you know, candy season is upon us.
Yes, it is. Oh, Doug, we never got to our Finals Jeopardy.
I've just unfortunately been too busy. I mean, it is still going to happen at some point.
Point, yeah. I know.
I don't know when yet. No, I didn't forget. It's just unfortunately with this new job, I haven't been able to do any of this.
Oh, no, I know. If you need any help, just let me know.
Yeah. So that will also be coming at some point, too.
Okay. Sweet. Thank you, boys.
All right. All right. Later.
Later.
Bye. All right. Bye.